Sitting, facing the other people of different shades.
You know what the restriction was? You do not sit until all the black-haired people are seated first. Then you will enter in quietly. Is that clear? You will not say a word. I said the majority rule. I said that the black-haired people are superior. That is what I said. You may now take your seat. Do not sit next to this over here. Said for you to sit, and if you are not seated now, you will be thrown to the principal's office. Now, he said, sit in your desk. Sit in your desk. Children are now walking around, showing signs and ripping signs off the floor. Okay. All right, I want quiet now. Feelings now that I don't want you to keep any longer. I want you to say them, and I want to say them, and I want you to say them as best as you can, because you're doing very, very well. All right? Now, anybody want to begin? I'm going to take the light shade first. Okay? Yes.
Down with Hitler and brown, black hair, friend.
Good. Don't say anything, okay? Let them all have something to say. Very good. Yes? Okay. Okay. I want to have your feelings now. I want to have your feelings now. Whether you feel upset, aggravated, happy, and if you want to keep it the way it is, or what? What?
I'm very aggravated. I just feel like just taking all black-haired people, just getting mad at me, just cutting all their hair off, just doing everything to them.
Okay. Next.
Black-haired people stink.
Okay.
You're trashy.
Why?
Because you've got black hair.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm sick and tired of this night being black hair is trash and filth, and that's all I think about black hair people.
Good.
I feel like tearing down the whole school plus the teachers.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean by tearing down the whole school? Aren't there other teachers that don't have black hair? You want to tear them down too?
No.
What's wrong with your statement?
With black hair.
The people with black hair, yes?
I don't think black-haired people are bad. I think that you are putting ideas into our heads that are wrong. And they're stupid!
Okay, good. Very, very good. Very, very good. Yes?
I don't feel that you shouldn't have judged us by our
physical
traits
because I couldn't hear.
I think that you shouldn't have judged us by our physical traits because we didn't judge you by yours.
Very good.
I feel that everybody's proud of what they look like, but you black hair people are too proud.
Too proud? Okay. Very good. Your statements are excellent. Yes? Yes?
I think
I think black-haired people pollute.
Pollute? Okay.
I think I'm wrong when I thought that I was going to like you for years.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Now you black-haired people, would you like to say how you feel?
We don't need no dill pickle in this world.
Yeah.
You got that all
right. Shh. They didn't interrupt you. Anybody else black here? Yeah. Anything else?
I think that we don't need any dill
pickles. Okay, now wait. Now, unless I get right, I want to have you feeling it. I want you to notice something also. Why? Wait a minute. Let me ask you this question now. Who do you feel closer with? Do you feel that you're closer with people of your own hair type now?
No.
I'm talking about the classroom. I'm talking about just this classroom. All right, now wait. You have to think for a moment because this is a difficult question. I'm not talking about anybody outside that room. I'm talking about just this room. Do you feel that you have been, that you are closer with people of your own kind of hair color now?
Yes, because you've been closing this out and we've been being able to know more people. And the black-haired people, they've been away from us. And we've been able to associate with our kind of people, not with your kind of people.
Notice he said our kind and your kind. Notice the words. I want you to think very, very hard. Yes?
I think you spoil the black-haired people and make them think that they're great and that they can put us down and do anything they want. They better not put anybody down out of this class.
Very good.
This is the only class you're gonna let it happen.
Very good. Very, very good. And I want you to hear the way she's saying it. Very good. Yes?
When you told me to remember this about Tuesday, you said that if you had black hair and your mother or your cousin, would you still love him or would you feel sorry for him? Would you love him or would you feel sorry for him?
I would still love them, but I would feel upset. I told you, I would feel a little bit upset inside. Mm. They weren't the same.
Oh, you missed it.
I don't want to get into that, though. I want you to talk the way she was talking. Get back into that frame of mind. Okay? Yes?
Mr. Renault, I got this for you.
Okay, fine. Yes.
I think just a couple seconds ago when we were watching around the room that I felt that we were superior over the black people because they were copying us. The posters and they were copying us.
Okay, but get back to the question that I asked you. Do you feel closer? And why do you feel closer with like Mike said, and everybody agreed, with people of your own kind? Now get back to that, yes?
We are not different from them. Their hair isn't like his. Her hair isn't like his. They're not the same. They just have the same type like hers.
Okay, wait.
Her hair goes to someone else and it doesn't matter.
You're exactly right, but I want you to say that later on, okay? Because you're hitting upon the end to the entire thing that we're doing now. But I want to get some more of your emotions. Now, I told you before, your emotions is what's ruling your mind, okay? Now, I'm going to take these people also, because as of now, these people are being ruled by their emotions as well. And I want you to think very, very hard with why you dislike me. I want you to get at the core as to why you dislike me and to what I've done.
You're not bad!
Later. I spoke with you yesterday about that. Later. At the end, it'll come out. Yep. Okay, that's sort of hard for me to understand. Well, can you explain a little bit more?
She misses.
Like, now see, for a while there, I didn't like you at all. And now, see, I think that I like you. But still, I just like you as much. I thought you were the best teacher. And Yes, I do again, but while we were doing it, I really didn't like you that much. And like Liz, and I was kind of like a good friend with her before, and then during the week I didn't talk to her much, but now I like her more than I did then.
Okay, and there'll be some good reasons as to that. Now she said something which is kind of deep also. It has to do with your emotions. All this was eating at your very, very emotions. Now, put your hands up for a second because I want to ask you another feeling, okay? I noticed that you were banding together in certain groups. You were closing out the black-haired people from your groups because of the fact that you felt they were outsiders. Why did you feel that they were outsiders?
Because they had to cut his hair.
Okay, but what else do you think that they had to match their hair? Remember I said that you associate values with physical traits? Anybody can answer that, yes?
They value their superiority more than their pride and friendship with others that are different colored hair, like that. They started getting a little snobby.
Okay. How did you feel about the about your situation? Do you feel that your situation was very good? Yes?
I think that, they played a good part in trying to manage everything. Except for the way I felt all during it was that they shouldn't have been hurt as much as they were, because that's what Darcy was crying and all that. But when we were doing it, I felt we didn't need all the fighting and all the food and all that.
No, not exactly. Not exactly. They were on a different situation. You see, you were put in a different class. You were put in what kind of class? Does anybody know?
Superior.
A higher and superior class. Okay? Which gives you this different outlook. You see? And that's what I wanted to explain to you before. If you were put in the other situation, I don't know how you would have felt. You see? But you could take it very, very deeply, because this in itself was doing one thing above anything else. It was using your physical traits to label your values. All right? To label your values, all right? What?
Well, if I was put in those places, I wouldn't care if they say anything. Because if you're put in a group, you can't do anything about it.
You can't do anything about it? What were these people trying to do? When you first came in, what did you do?
Protest.
You protested as a what?
Group.
As a group. I thought that was excellent. Somehow you must have gotten to each other, but you had some kind of a group leader, I noticed.
Yes.
And you came in and you marched around. Now, what stopped you from continually marching around?
You!
Exactly, this is what I want you to talk about.
You threatened us.
I threatened you, okay? Now, wait a minute. What did you say about the good care?
I wouldn't care if you didn't. I wouldn't care if you put in goop. If your hair is black, you can't do this because obviously they died, and that's really wrong.
No, but they were trying to do something about it without dying their hair. What were you trying to do? Enough, right? But what stopped you?
You!
Okay, your fear, all right? Fear of being thrown out of school. Fear about certain things that I could do to stop you, all right? Even for me, you using force. I had to grab some kind of a weapon to try to shock you into stopping. See what I mean? That was very, very important. Notice again how a physical trait, when it's put with values, makes you very, very close. All right? And you need to seek each other's help. What else?
When you were trying to threaten us, we shouldn't listen. We should have walked around, still stamping around, marching around, showing
up our size.
You chose to sit down and talk about it, which I also gave you a lot of credit for. Because I told you again that today we're going to be speaking about, all right, the very, very essence about it. But I want to answer all your questions first. I want you to say questions first.
Well, what Shelley said is crybaby they can't help it. I think a lot of these people were hurt because of being shut out and being telling them they're superior and they're better than us and they have a better background.
Excellent. That happens to people. Can you understand this? Okay. Being shut out from a group is one of the worst things that can ever happen to anybody. Don't you ever forget that. This is what I want you to learn from this. Being cast away for what kind of a reason?
Prejudice.
No, what? For a stupid trait, right?
Yes.
It's a horrible thing to do and is an injustice.
And you did it.
Exactly. So that it would never happen again.
It better not. But you're putting ideas in people's heads, especially theirs.
Yeah. Right. And all these ideas I want you to notice today and forever are stupid to start with.
Why did you start showing them?
Because I wanted them. No, that has nothing
just
to do with this.
They're
going to see how silly they acted as well if you keep on doing this. Show them, as you just started right now, how silly it is. Notice one thing. We started off with a class who already studied culture and physical traits. And we all spoke for 2 weeks about that, and we all came with the common statement that people are more alike than different. Right? And more start mainly because of cultural traits. Correct?
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
I gave you all that. And yet, one person, namely me, could divide the class and turn you back maybe 2,000 years ago. To start with prejudice and how physical traits make people different. I wanted to see if I can do it when you started off with the understanding. So it was you yourselves who still need training in it. See what I mean? And these people over here were as foolish and even more foolish to think that they could be superior unto you. Alright? But I want you to see how foolish you were also. Okay? But you had a better reason to be because you were shunned. Alright? Now, showing?
Mr. Rudolph, some black hair. When he gets to it,
I realize that. No, you were perfectly right. You were perfectly right because they saw it, but I didn't want them to say anything. I didn't ask them to say anything, okay? Yes?
Yesterday you said that people with black hair are better because of their background and stuff, and you said it was tradition that they were better. Well, yesterday you told me to keep the question in mind. Well, Jesus had brown hair, and that's a tradition, too. If here's the tradition, and it got up that far, and so did his.
Okay, but we spoke about that, and I don't think you were paying attention. I'll let Joey answer that question, if you can.
It says in the Bible, it says they were not sure exactly how Jesus looked. No one exactly knows for sure. Everyone just...
Yes, but no one knows here that black-haired people are better. Not one of us.
No.
Right.
No, none of you know.
But you're saying that.
I want you to understand, but I don't want you to use that statement that she just used is very, very wrong. And let me explain something to you, okay? Let me explain something to you.
You're just trying to get back.
No. Never, ever judge. Never, ever judge a person or associate a person with a physical trait, okay? With a physical trait. You're trying to say that the brown-haired people are good because one of their people had brown hair. As it states, and the fact is, nobody knows what color his hair was.
But we're just trying to say something to get back to
his
point.
But wait. But all that you can be sure of is his values. Now wait, if you're using him for his values as well, all these people have the same values also. You see what I mean? They have the same values as him as well, which makes you more equal than not. I want you to get back at the idea that for you to use your mass amount of intelligence. I want you, your intelligence now, to see more insight of how foolish both sides were, but mainly this side, for thinking that they can be elevated to such a high level for just having black hair.
Well, listen, what else?
Yeah?
I don't think black hair is ugly.
No, we're not saying that, though. What?
You were using President Nixon to be on your side, but look, I know some people, I know some presidents that don't have black hair.
We just spoke about that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask which one of the black persons thinks you come to being a fighter. Honestly, truthfully, do you think you're superior? Strong. I mean, superior over all of us. Do you think you are honestly superior over us? I mean, this, do you think that you're honestly superior over us?
You think you're better than us?
You don't? What about you, Shelly? You don't?
Now, try to think very, very clearly now. Okay? Do that.
Can I finish my thing?
Yeah, but you're asking something that's very hard for them to answer because of the implied ideas.
Now I just want to see how it feels.
See, you guys didn't know them. Every day after class, some of the black-haired people and Mr. Woodall had secret meetings. We've been planning this all out. None of us probably felt superior.
Yeah.
We were just trying to go along with it.
You want to go along with it?
I'm there.
You want to let them get their ideas. You want my ideas.
Yes.
You want to let them get
I wanted them, they were going to stop and they were going to say to you, we don't feel superior to this group. And I said, but wait a minute, I know you don't feel a superior way to these people, but I want you to pretend that you do. So it'll work out. That's what I was going to do.
Against any of them, because it was your fault, and everybody knows that. Because
but why isn't there any peace now? How come some of you are over?
Well, then
something is wrong, right?
Yes,
something is wrong. Well, then let's try to understand something. something before we leave the Klan, if you still have these feelings with the knowledge that you shouldn't have these feelings,
that's
because
right.
the feelings are wrong to start with, something still isn't understood.
That's right.
Now go ahead right now and ask again, Tim, whether any of these people feel a superior way now. One by one, you can go down. Now these four people already said no, and you left off with Liz. So ask her.
Do you think so?
Well, in a way I do, and in a way I don't, because of the way Mr. Woodoff is. And
what's the way you do?
Of being rich and over there poor. You would have felt the exact same way. It's a feeling that you would rather be rich than to be poor. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Alright, so that's why she felt that way. The same as a person would have felt rich. Alright?
Can I keep going on?
Yes. Wait a minute.
He had to feel superior and they wouldn't have sent somebody out there to listen to what we said.
That's right. That was unfair. We were not